and welcome to our Gnostic Lab for Practical Application. This week, our practice is the Rune Fa. In the practice of the Rune Fa, there is a beautiful combination of a sacred posture, pranayama, and meditation. The word rune means letter, but it also means secret or mystery. The sacred runes are symbols of powerful forces reflected in the cosmos. The Master Samael says in The Perfect Matrimony that the writings of the first race were in runes. The mallet of masonry come from the arrow of God, Ra, Egyptian, and this is a rune. At that time, the rituals of the polar temple were all runic. The movements of the officiants were runic. This is the divine scripture. Let's remember the swastika is a rune. The letters of the Hebrew alphabet are not but modifications of the runes. When Samael speaks about the rituals in the polar temple, he's referring to the sacred rituals of the first race, the polar race. And these characters were given to humanity by the archangel Uriel. When we assume these postures and sing these mantras, the postures become living manifestations of the runes. And also when we assume these sacred postures with our physical bodies, it modifies the flow of the cosmic energies throughout the body. When this takes place in combination with meditation and prayer, with an attitude of pure devotion, the marvelous forces act through us. When we do these exercises, we transmute energies, we awaken divine atoms within us, and we supercharge ourselves with cosmic forces that strengthen the consciousness. The Master Samael says also in the esoteric treatise on rune magic, I met Ushanas, or Uriel, on the polar continent during the first race. He wrote a beautiful book in runes. You see, this indicates how old this ancient wisdom is. And here it is available for all of us so that we can utilize this wisdom in order to work in the awakening of the consciousness. We all have the potential to become a true human. The solar fire is necessary for that development and creation within each one of us. Samael says this about the igneous power of the Divine Mother Kundalini, who is the igneous serpent of our magical powers. Among the multiple fires which crackle in the divine eagle, the one which glows, glitters, and shines in the pineal gland, the superior part of the brain, is always the chant of the Holy Spirit, who transports the ark from city to city, in other words, from chakra to chakra, along the dorsal spine. So we need to awaken our consciousness if we want to know ourselves in depth. Only one who has awakened consciousness can penetrate into the different dimensions of nature at will. We awaken our consciousness by means of Mathuna, but the Master Samael says we should not undervalue pranayama. Through this magic science of breath, when wisely combined with scientific meditation, it can allow us to utilize sparks or flames of the Kundalini for the purpose of attaining awakening of the consciousness. But please note that the full awakening of the consciousness cannot be obtained by pranayama alone. The only way is through the super dynamic of love in the work of Mathuna. If you want to know more about that topic, we recommend reading the book The Perfect Matrimony by Samael and Vior, because there's a lot of false information on the internet meant to misguide the spiritual aspirants off of the white path. I had even come across websites calling it white Mathuna, and it was pure black Mathuna. So check out the book, The Perfect Matrimony. Now, these rune practices are very useful in that they can help in attaining the awakening of consciousness. The Master Samael says this about the rune Fa. He says, whoever wants to work with this judo must begin to work with the rune of Mercury, which has a violet color that originates extraordinary cosmic forces. Therefore, it is necessary to know that this aforementioned Nordic rune encloses within itself all of the potency and impulse of fecundity. We need the Fohat's breath, the Pentecostal sparks, in order to fecundate our own psyche, in order for us to become self-conscious. So if we analyze the practice of the rune Fa, we can affirm that pranayama, prayer, meditation, and a specific sacred posture all exist within it. So this practice, it can be done both in the morning or under the stars at night. So to do it, we must get up out of bed with immense happiness. We face the east, the rising sun, then salute the day by raising our arms, the left arm higher than the right, and our feet together like in the illustration above. We raise our arms towards our Lord, the Sun Christ. We must have a sublime attitude of one who truly longs to receive the solar rays. This is the sacred posture of the rune Fa. This is also the method to work with pranayama, by inhaling the air, the prana, through the nose, and exhaling it through the mouth in a rhythmical way and with much faith. The master says, let us imagine in those instants that the light of the Sun Christ penetrates within us through the fingers of our hands, then circulates through our arms, inundates the whole of our organism, and finally reaches the consciousness in order to stimulate it, to awaken it, and to call it into activity. We say, marvelous forces of love, revive my sacred fires so that my consciousness will awaken. Fa. Fa. Now this short prayer must be prayed with all of our heart as many times as we want. So now we're going to all do it together. We're going to do it 7 times. Please assume the Fa sacred posture and orient yourself so that you are facing the east. And then we will begin. Father of mine, Lord of mine, please lead us through this magical rune practice of the rune Fa. Awaken divine atoms within us. Assist us. Marvelous forces of love, revive my sacred fires so that my consciousness will awaken. Fa. Oh. Marvelous forces of love, revive my sacred fires so that my consciousness will awaken. Fa. Marvelous forces of love, revive my sacred fires so that my consciousness will awaken. Fa. Marvelous forces of love, revive my sacred fires so that my consciousness will awaken. Fa. Marvelous forces of love, revive my sacred fires so that my consciousness will awaken. Fa. Marvelous forces of love, revive my sacred fires so that my consciousness will awaken. fa. Fe. Marvelous forces of love, revive my sacred fire so that my consciousness will awaken. Fa. Fe. Infinite thanks, Holy Father, for all the help that you've given us. May this materialize and crystallize according to the great law and the universal charity. Amen, amen, amen. I forgot to tell you guys that you can also put your arms down in between for a quick rest between each one, because it's kind of becomes very difficult to hold your arms in that position throughout all seven of them. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. We wish you all many blessings. May all beings be happy, joyful, and at peace. Thanks. Have a good night.